Good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, this is take three of my evening podcast. Here we are, July 17th of the year 2021, and it's crazy time. Boy, I'll tell you, these times are amazing, aren't they? Boy, everything the Bible said is coming true to the letter, but no surprise there. Anyway, tonight I've been wanting to report this for a while now. I got the paper about a week ago. I'll share it with you here. And it's not easy because it's quite technical. But I'm going to try. That's why it's take three, because I keep screwing it up. But anyway, we've all been wondering about this plandemic, which I call it. And I received some information last week from a young lady that comes to our gathering meeting on Tuesday nights here in McMinnville. And she's done some terrific research on this vaccine. I know how the government gets on TV and all these different ads, and they say, you know, do your research and, you know, do the right things for yourself. Now get the vaccine before it kills us all. You know, it's such a double standard. It's ridiculous. So people feel guilty and they get it. There's even things coming down the pike now where you can't do anything unless you have the vaccine. So they're really, especially in Europe. So we'll see how far this goes. But anyway, I'm an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not afraid to say it. So after my own research, but this is even further than my own, and it's written by a young lady named JLB. That's all she wants me to give you, so I'll respect that. But it's really well put together, and she's a new member of our Tuesday night meeting a couple of weeks, and so I'm so glad to have her. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to this. It's going to be a little long, quite technical in spots, and I'll do my best to report it, okay? So be patient with me, and I appreciate that, so thank you. And I'm just going to quote her here. So here we go. Unmasking the Greatest Cover-Up Ever, Unveiling the Truth by JLB. America is in grave danger. It's time to act is short. We need to wake up. Fear and ignorance cause us to line up to volunteer our freedoms and our very own lives away to the current corrupt elite. No longer can we afford to remain sitting in the back seat and allow ourselves to be driven into the foreboding gates of hell. We the people can stop this madness in its tracks. But if we don't, it will be too late. Humanity as we know it will be a thing of the past. As a community, a nation, and the entire world focuses on moving forward through the aftermath of this COVID pandemic, we are anticipating light at the end of the tunnel? Question mark. Or is this premature and too optimistic in thinking? Will we ever get back to normal, the way things were before the virus? Or are we just going to be forced to accept this as the new norm? Now, these are questions that shouldn't be taken lightly, especially in regards to the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, these vaccines have been dubbed as being dangerous, although mass media will say otherwise, thanks to propaganda allowed to infiltrate our country. Propaganda, as we know it, is information especially of a biased and misleading nature, and it's used to promote or publicize a particular point, a particular political cause or point of view. Our own government, media, and medical field, Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, to name a few, are examples of forcing this horrific propaganda on us and our families. The truth about the vaccine is being swept under the royal rug and hidden from the public eye. There has been such a rush to get the vaccines out as quickly as possible. The vaccine companies, which are Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and of course AstraZeneca, have been allowed to bypass preclinical animal phases. And according to Dr. Jane Ruby, an American health economist and graduate of the University of Rochester, says that this is unheard of. And she is appalled that there is no IRB stamp on vaccine-informed consent forms. The IRB stands for Institutional Review Board, a set of federal regulations known as the Common Rule, which is a basic standard of ethics that protects people who will participate in federally funded research. The regulations require that a committee review and approve a study allowing people to enroll in this research. And quote, Dr. Ruby, no clinical study may begin enrolling participants until it has been received IRB approval. End quote. If an informed consent form has this IRB stamp on it, the form would be would be entitled to list any risks and side effects involved. Dr. Ruby tells us that if the vaccine-informed consent forms had the IRB stamp on them, then no one in their right mind would choose to receive the injection, end quote. Dr. Ruby speculates that this reasoning for the rush to get people vaccinated is because of a known dangerous negative side effects. The FDA would never have justified if the people waited to receive shots until 2023 when the trial testing is complete. There might be a significant number of people, vaccinated that is, getting sick and or dying during this time frame, proving this injection to be unsafe. Gary H. Kah, K-A-H, a former Europe and Middle East trade specialist for the Indiana state government, had been invited to join the WCPA, which is the World Constitution and Parliament Association. Now, because of this, he became, quote, aware of plans to being laid worldwide for the establishment of a one-world government, most frequently referred to by insiders as the New World Order. This quote, found in the introduction section, was taken from the book written by Gary himself. From this book, En Route to Global Occupation, he was able to reproduce documents from the WCPA and share these with the public, and I quote him again, "The material in this book should serve as an ample evidence that the drive to create a one-world government is for real," end quote. This is happening at warp speed. We are living in such crazy times. For myself, life since COVID-19 seems unreal at times. The information that is out there can be overwhelming, especially if you know all too well what is going on in secret. Hence, my burden being heavy and my urgent need to get information out. This is why I'm sharing this compilation of information with you. This is JLB, by the way. Here's another quote from Gary Kah's book, and it says this, and I quote, "I soon realized that this movement, the New World Order, was not only economic in nature, but also contained a political dimension, and of course, indeed, a spiritual motivation. I found the interconnections between the three to be extensive. Unless one is already aware of the far-reaching influence of the occult societies and global politics and corporate boardrooms, one might find much of this information difficult to believe. However, more than 10,000 hours of research have led me to conclude that we are rapidly being pushed toward a one-world government by powerful luciferic forces rooted in age-old secret societies," end quote. So, what does this have to do with the vaccine? Simple. It's just another step into bringing us all closer to a worldwide government and their own agenda on us. The lockdowns, the masks, the school, social distancing, and the vaccine continue to be conditioning, and we are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Now, because of all this censoring that has been going on, it seems that alone would urge people to dig deeper for accurate information on this vaccine. Quote, "Because of this concerted effort to hide the facts, I have repeatedly urged our readers and listeners to not take the vaccine. The risks are too great," end quote, says Gary Kah, the author of the book. "I myself am also urging you to not take the injection. I encourage you to do your own research. The answers are out there. It's worth the search, even though you may have to dig deep." So maybe the idea of a conspiracy theory, although I believe it to be truth, not theory, centered around the COVID-19 doesn't seem so far-fetched after all. Did the COVID-19 vaccine come from a bat in a bowl of soup, LOL, the Chinese food market, or was it man-made by the Wuhan lab? Quote, "From the scientific standpoint, I just can't believe that all this was created by coincidence or accident," Dr. Jane Ruby said. Dr. Ruby believes that it looks like it was intentional. Create the problem, and now you have the reason to create the cure, which is the COVID-19 vaccine, which in turn is a poison disguised as a cure. According to Alex Jones of InfoWars, he says these injections can cause massive cardiovascular problems, including heart attacks. There have also been reports of paralysis. Many others are coming out with reports of severe brain fog, headaches, dizziness, severe abdominal pain, chest pain, painful electrical shocks, awful tingling sensations, memory loss, convulsions, muscle weakness, skin rashes, heavy menstrual cycle, seizures, etc. Man. In this next quote, the shots are being pointed out as being premeditated. Quote, by driving your body to make spike proteins, not antibodies, against the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This was the first clue that something was intentional here, because it's a deviation from the traditional approach to the in developing the vaccine. End quote. This was Michael Yaden, a former scientist of Pfizer Incorporated, United Kingdom-based allergy and respiratory research, along with Dr. Wolfgang Woodard, a German physician. They sent a letter to the European Medicines Agency to ask to put a halt to the vaccine. The letter, dated on December 1st of 2020, addressed that a major problem with the types of coronavirus are ADE, which are antibody-dependent enhancement. ADE is a major reason why many previous vaccine trials for other coronaviruses have failed. The mRNA vaccines have never had a successful trial done in animal labs, even after years of testing. Dr. Robert Malone, invented the mRNA and DNA vaccine core platform technology, warned the U.S. FDA, which is the United States Food and Drug Administration, several months ago that the spike protein in these vaccines could be dangerous. Now back to the letter from, we'll go back to the letter from Woodard and Yaden. In that letter, under Section C, number 8, it states, For a vaccine to work, our immune system needs to be stimulated to produce a neutralizing antibody to work. Our immune system needs to be stimulated to produce a neutralizing antibody as opposed to a non-neutralizing antibody. A neutralizing antibody is one that can recognize and bind to some region of a virus, and that subsequently results in the virus either not entering or replicating in your cells. A non-neutralizing antibody is one that can bind to the virus for some reason. The antibody fails to neutralize the infectivity of the virus. Now, due to the presence of the non-neutralizing antibody, the person could have more severe reactions to the virus. The letter continues to explain that this can cause cytokine storm, whatever that is, which is a severe immune reaction releasing too many cell signaling proteins into the blood too quickly. Now, this can damage the lungs and other organs. Another point mentioned is the potential for vaccines, women to become infertile due to the vaccine. Lastly, under Section C1, it states, quote, as detailed herein, without the requested stay, the petitioner and many EU resident citizens will suffer irreparable harm. Wow. I know this is technical. I'm going to just take a break here and tell you guys that this is me talking now, not the letter. I know it's technical, but it's important, so I'm going to continue, so please listen. Continuing, Dr. Jane Ruby talks about COVID-19 vaccine as a gene therapy that gets into every cell of your body, hijacking DNA material and damaging your mitochondria, the powerhouses that give you energy. As they hijack your DNA, they replicate the spike protein. Now, this spike building blocks and the replicated spike protein are recognized in parts of the body, including what create placenta and other amino and chains. Spike proteins damage the inside lining of the blood vessels, and when blood flows by, blood components can get caught. When this happens, platelets build up. This causes a plague buildup, which causes heart attack, stroke, and your lungs to bleed. Quote, this COVID-19 virus itself has a toxic spike protein that can hurt the lungs, etc. Alex Jones continues, which is what you are seeing, is now most of the people in the hospitals already had the vaccine, and they, hospitals, are just calling it COVID now and saying, well, you still got COVID despite the vaccine, when really it's the vaccine itself. In other words, The reasoning behind people in hospitals now is due to the fact that they've been gotten sick because of the vaccine itself. A lot of that is going on. Dr. Jane Ruby again points out that these vaccines are not actually vaccines. She says this is a shot that is forcing your body to replicate to make a copy of the spike protein you see on the outside of the viral material. It's hijacking your own DNA. You're undergoing a permanent change of your genetic material. It's irreversible and will pass to your children and grandchildren. Now, once this vaccine gets injected into you, you won't be able to get this out of your body ever. Traditional vaccines have some toxic properties, but you can chelate to detox them out. Something else that she mentions is that those who have taken the jab are supposedly starting to shed the vaccine to other unvaccinated persons. Are vaxxers self-spreaders? Well, Dr. Kerry Madej also believes that in the shedding of the COVID-19 vaccines. She claims that the unvaccinated women who have been around vaccinated women are reporting miscarriages, menstrual issues, etc. A private school, Center Academy in Miami, Florida, says that their teachers, that if they choose to get vaccinated, they would need to stay away from the students who haven't had shots because they might be transmitting something that could harm their reproductive systems and fertility. Wow. Dr. Kerry Madej says this, quote, "The end game is getting these jabs inside of you so that they can introduce this kind of technology inside of you. Now, if we consent to more and more of this technology, to these digital passports, and accept these kinds of experimental things inside our bodies, one day it will be too late. We won't be able to act on it. We won't be able to think enough to act on it. This is do or die," end quote. Dr. Madej is warning us to step forward and speak out against this war on humanity, on the war of depopulating us and ultimately controlling us. Quote, "They're trying to unveil technology with this vaccine. They haven't formally announced it, but in their studies they are using nanotechnology, something called hydrogel. They want to brand you with something called Luciferase." That's Luciferase. That's Lucifer with A-S-E at the end. It's an ID for ID 2020 that would give you unique identifier to make sure that you were vaccinated, because they want to make sure everybody's vaccinated in the world. And with that identification, they can also hold your medical information, your vaccination record. It can gather your biometric information from your body. And this can link you up to Internet of Everything, including the 5G cloud. In June of 2019, a patent application was filed with the World Intellectual Property Organization of Microsoft Technology Licensing LLC. It's a mouthful. And on March 26, 2020, they published that patent with the number of WO2020-060606. Wow. This is an international patent for cryptocurrency system using the body activity data. Now, Bill Gates co-founded Microsoft in 1975. The WO stands for World Intellectual Property Organization. Dr. Madej continues, quote, "They say they could actually use these biometric data from your body that would be hooked up to the crypto technology, meaning your body will then become your commodity. So you, your body, would become your money. Not your credit card anymore. Not your cash, your body. We're talking about the ultimate enslavement of humanity, and we need to wake up and realize this is happening," end quote. Did you happen to catch the patent number 060606? For all the Bible thumpers out there, you should already know the significance of the number that number has. In the Bible, the book of Revelation 13:16-18, it reads, quote, "It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had this mark, which is the name of the beast and the number of its name." This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number of man, and that is 666. End quote. This is the mark of the beast and is coming. The COVID-19 vaccine that so many people have already taken is not the mark of the beast, just to make that clear. The mark of the beast might be some type of tattoo of sorts, a barcode, a computer chip, a magnetic device, who knows? The Bible does not exactly reveal that information. Talk show host Stu Peters, in reference to the injection, quotes this, premeditation. This is a quote. They absolutely knew, and now they're giving you an ultimatum, silence or death. Wow, that's true. End quote. Stu goes on by saying that we will be forced to wear our masks. He says that Fauci has already indicated that we will be wearing masks indefinitely. Stu Peters continues by drawing attention to the symbolic Sharia side of all this muzzling and distancing. Why 6 feet? Why six? Quote, they told us from the beginning that you would have to continue to social distance, continuing wearing your mask, stay away from people, because this vaccine, that's not a vaccine, which then we started referring to it as an experimental injection, but for a lot of reasons today I'm going to stop calling it experimental, because it's not experiment. This was absolutely methodically, carefully designed, premeditated, and calculated so that death sentence is intentionally designed to further the agenda by making these people hypersensitive to any other virus than they might encounter after they inject themselves. End quote. Stu Peters. Michael Yaden of the COVID vaccine. This is the guy, by the way, this is me saying this. This is the guy that was the vice president of Pfizer for years. This is his quote. I believe they're going to be used to damage our health and possibly kill you. Seriously, I can see no sensible interpretation other than a serious attempt at mass depopulation. This will provide the tools to do it and plausibly deniability because they'll create another story about some sort of biological threat that you'll line up and get your top-up vaccine in a few months or a year or so later. You'll die of some, you know, particular explicable syndrome that they won't be able to associate it with the top-up vaccines. A lot of words here. This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose. And I believe that the purpose is complete totalitarian control, and I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation. I can't think of a simple, benign interpretation for this simple creation of these top-up vaccines, let alone the lies that surround them. I'm absolutely terrified that the combination of vaccine passports and top-up vaccines is going to lead to mass depopulation, deliberate execution potentially for billions of people. End quote. Again, that was Dr. Yaden. Continuing, Dr. Jane Ruby again quotes, all of the Democrat governors were blocking access to HCQ, which is hydroxychloroquine, by using their state departments of health. They hold medical and nursing and pharmacy licensing in their hands, and they were essentially threatening that if these doctors, nurses, and pharmacists dispense or prescribe this safe cure for COVID, they would essentially lose their license, end quote. Again, Alex Jones of InfoWars tells us that this is a depopulation soft kill sterilization operation. Excuse me. Dr. Ruby tells us that these drugs like ivermectin and HCQ can be used as treatment for people with COVID-19. The FDA would not have been able to grant an emergency use authorization for these untested injections without suppression of those drugs. The FDA was able to push this so-called vaccine through because of the public ban on these treatments that Dr. Jane had listed. One of the requirements to get the unauthorized emergency One of the requirements to get an authorized emergency is that, quote, there are no adequate approved available alternatives, end quote. The FDA was violating their own laws. These drugs are already approved. Dr. Jane Ruby tells us that in this virus is a type of flu with a very high rate of recovery. And with the use of these banned drugs, highly effective in regards to the COVID-19 vaccine. Frontline doctors say that these drugs are safe and reliable. And according to Dr. Ruby, quote, tried and true, many years of safety, and they have efficacy. They are approved by the FDA, end quote. The government does not seem to be on our side here. They do not want us to get well. Confiscating or making it very difficult for mass population to have access to a drug that can actually help with knocking out the virus is inhumane. It's time for us to fight back. The government has been using gaslighting on us throughout the start of the pandemic, keeping us in lockdowns for months and causing continued panic and fear, and eventually causing businesses to close. Small businesses still have not opened back up, and most will likely close indefinitely. Continuing, English author by the name of George Orwell wrote a novel called 1984, a science fiction story written about a totalitarian future in which the government tries to control every aspect of a person's life. This is becoming all too much a reality in today's world. In China, by the year 2020, a social credit system was to have been implemented nationwide. I do not believe it is nationwide just yet, but China does plan to eventually mandate this system everywhere in the country. This system intends to monitor, rate, and regulate the financial, social, moral, and possibly the political aspects of its citizens. Tim Hinchcliffe writes about the Chinese Communist Party and how they are developing a central bank digital currency, which is titled, by the way, CBDC, that will allow government surveillance and also allow the government to coerce, persuade by force and threat, and control people's behavior as part of the social credit system. This is the direction the United States of America, home of the brave and land of the free, is also headed. Liao Li, which is a finance professor at Tsinghua University in Beijing, China, brings to our attention that this, quote, there are many irregularities in the personal credit market. There is not beneficial to a long-term development and trustworthiness of the social credit system, end quote. Which leads me to wonder, when is the World Economic Forum, whose founder and executive chairman is Klaus Schwab, going to approve a whole new improved social credit system? A system in which implemented complete conformity, submission to the form of some type of device on one's forehead or hand. Whoop, the mark of the beast, perhaps. We know it's near. Continuing, I do believe we are living in the last days. Dr. J.D. Farag of Calvary Chapel in Kanohe, Hawaii, says, and I quote, everything happening in the world today is now coming to a head. It's reached a point of crisis so serious that even now, that which was planned long ago is being implemented as we speak. Bible prophecy tells us that this is exactly how it will be at the end of the age. Again, in Revelation chapter 13, it speaks of the beast killing people who refuse to worship the image of this beast, of this first beast. It forced all people to receive a mark on their hand, forehead, to be allowed to buy or sell. This will happen during the seven-year tribulation. Many people will be martyred for refusing to take the mark. If you take the mark of the beast, you will be pledging your allegiance to the Antichrist, sealing your eternal fate in hell. J.D. Farag ties this mark of the beast with the end times we are now living in, with this quote again. Furthermore, this technology would need to be connected to a global economic system in order to control all financial transactions for people on Earth to buy and sell. There has to be a technology in place. I'm personally of the belief that said global technology is no longer near, rather it is already here, and even now being instituted, end quote. This world is becoming closer and closer to a one-world government, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion. Quote again, I've also presented much in the way of evidence that COVID-19 is the explosive in the controlled demolition of the global economy. Not only was COVID-19 engineered to crash the economy, it's also engineered to collapse governments and unite world religions, and will ultimately be accomplished under the banner of what is known as the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum. The Great Reset is just that, a reset. It will be a reset of global economy by way of cryptocurrency, via blockchain technology, and subsequent universal basic income, or UBI, end quote. This will be put into place as a social credit score system, as was mentioned earlier in this writing. Let me switch pages here. One's, I quote JD again, one's compliance will be monitored by artificial intelligence, mass surveillance, and enforced digital information. That again was JD Farag. I listened to him, by the way. This is me talking now. He's good. Continuing, do we really want a world where your freedoms, your privacy, your money, and your own dignity will be stripped away? This world is changing ever so rapidly right before our eyes. The hate, corruption, segregation, murder, censorship, racism, and crime is at an all-time high. With the way in which this world is headed, I am anxious for the Lord's return. This is not to be confused with the second coming of the Lord at the end of the tribulation. He is soon to take his church, which is all true believers in Jesus Christ, to be with him in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51, 2, and 3 say this, quote, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe themselves with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. End quote. The world will not understand that this happened when all of a sudden millions of people will have vanished. Do not be fooled about our whereabouts. There most certainly will be lies circulating the world when millions of people go missing. Quote said again, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. End quote. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. Sometime, probably sooner than later, after this event, referred to as the rapture, the seven-year tribulation begins, at which time God will pour out his wrath onto the earth, and the Antichrist will rise to power and confirm a covenant with Israel for 7 years. But he will break that covenant in the 3.5-year mark. He will try to annihilate the Jews and destroy others. This particular time on earth will be unlike never before or ever to come. God will cause great earthquakes and famines and plagues, fire and smoke and sulfur. People will not want to live during these days because it will be that horrific. In Matthew 24, verses 21-22, it says, quote, pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. That's NIV. In Revelation 6:16, we read, quote, they call to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, which is Jesus. Okay, one couple more paragraphs and we're done, guys. With life seemingly a bit bleak with all that is taking place in the world right now and the uncertainties of the vaccines, I don't know about you, but I most certainly do not want to be left behind when Jesus comes. The good news is that we can share in that same hope, knowing that he can save you as well. In John 3:16 it says, quote, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life, end quote. God is a loving God and desires for us all to come to him. However, since sin entered the world through Adam and Eve by the deception of Satan, it caused a division between God and man. And like oil and water, God and sin do not mix. It is impossible for God to tolerate sin. Because he loved us so much, he sent his son Jesus on earth as a babe in Bethlehem. Jesus was human and walked the earth. He knew heartache and pain and sadness and compassion, joy, shame, righteousness and anger. However, he did not know sin. He was sinless, which is why he was able to take our place and die on the cross for each and every one of us. He took our sins. Lying, cheating, stealing, swearing, slander, anger, murder, adultery, idolatry, and every other sin upon himself. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death once and for all. He accomplished this at the cross so that we could have a way to God through Jesus. Jesus bridged the gap between us and God. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Wow. If we don't accept Jesus, then we are denied God's gift of eternal life, which instead means eternal separation, condemned to the lake of fire, which is hell. Remember, God does not send anyone to hell. He gives us free will. And it is up to us to choose. Romans 3:23 and 24 says this, quote, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by the grace through the redemption of that came by Jesus Christ." Wow. If you admit that you are a sinner and repent and acknowledge that you need the Savior, and I believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and call upon his name, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. End quote. This world that we live in is a fallen world ruled by the dark forces of Satan, the devil, Satan, the father of lies, originally referred to as Lucifer, which is light bearer. His end game is to deceive the world and to kill and destroy and keep us from knowing God. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32 says this, "Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Although they knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these things, but also approve of those who practice them." End quote. Wow. This world is in dire need of a Savior, the one and only Savior. And that's it. I know it's very detailed, and to me it's an amazing writing. I love it, and I know it's detailed, and it's probably got difficult to keep listening to in parts partly because of me. But I'll tell you what, it has a lot of information. There's more to this virus thing. Is to me, I agree with JLB totally that it's a plandemic. It really is. This thing is, if you've read the Agenda 2030 program from the UN, and of course the Great Reset from the World Economic Forum like I have, you'll know that population control is one of their big things. In fact, UN 2030 says, we want 500 million people on Earth by 2030. Where does that put 7 billion people? Where are they? Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing. Okay, this is long. This is normal, much longer than I usually go. It's close to 40 minutes, and I know it's almost like a long sermon. But I wanted you to hear it. If you listened to all of it, great. If not, I understand. But I'll tell you what, I appreciate this writing, and I want to share it with as many people as I can. And I want to thank JLB as much as I can right now again for her research and her compassion for God and for the hope for people in Jesus Christ. Okay, love you all, and until next time, this is Red.